504-51-SOLLY is how you reach us on the text machine. You want to tweet the show, go right ahead. At 1 Tim Murray, at Steve Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N. I am at Scott Lynn 980. Our next guest is at Jamie and Christian, J-A-M-I-O-N, Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. He is indeed the new Siena men's head basketball coach. Joins us on the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coach, congratulations. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. Not regularly do we schedule a college basketball guest, but not only do you have a brand new job, sir, but you got a brand new life status. You changed your Facebook status, relationship status, I think. But you take us inside what the last two and a half weeks have been for you. What they've been like for you?
Well, you know, we've been really, really blessed. I mean, you know, to have a chance to be a head coach anywhere in the country is a true blessing, and to find the person you love the most and have a chance to marry that person amongst all your family and friends is a tremendous blessing. And to be able to put those into one 72-hour period, I think, is even more fun. But, you know, it was really exciting. Obviously, the job at Siena opened up probably about 2 weeks ago, and it's always been a really highly coveted job, you know, around the country. Fran McCaffrey did a great job here. Louis Ward did a great job here. Paul Hewitt has done a great job here. And so it's just a great job. It's a place in Albany, New York. And it's just a great job, a great community here that loves basketball. And so when the opportunity came open and they asked for permission to speak with me, it was something I was really excited about, and a chance to continue to grow our brand and another market, and a chance to get another team into the NCAA tournament. And then so we had the press conference on Wednesday, and we got married on Saturday. So it was a whirlwind few days, but it was exciting, and it was worth it.
Never one to look in the rear view, but you look back fondly with your time at Mount St. Mary's, obviously.
No, I love my time there. It's a great place. Our president, Tim Traynor, is one of the best presidents in the country. I have no question about that. And he's just done a great job over the years over the last 2 years while he's been there, just bringing great enthusiasm to the place. And our athletic director, Lynn Robinson, I mean, she's as loving and caring as athletic directors you're going to have. And I just love my time there. And I told our team, you know, I said, it's time for me to graduate. You know, I spent 4 years there as a player, six as a head coach. I said, it's time for me to graduate and to take the things I've learned here and to impact the world in a different place.
Talking to Jamie and Christian, new head coach of Siena, and you know, take us a little bit more inside of this process. Who reaches out to who when you see the job open up? Are you just sitting there saying, "Man, I hope they call me"? Are you trying to, through back channels, try to, you know, gauge interest? How does this all kind of percolate? Because these coaching searches at a high D1 level happen so quickly, and it's like at a drop of a hat, you've got a new coach. So how does this come about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, it can happen a bunch of different ways. Some guys can back channel their way in if they have a network or they're connected to the search or whatever. You know, this one was kind of interesting. They wanted to hire a sitting head coach, and they wanted to hire a sitting head coach. They used a search firm, so the search firm kind of reached out to parties around me to gauge my level of interest, and obviously, you know, something that was very exciting. And so we're able to get together. It's kind of interesting. Like, when you have a resume on paper, the interview is a little bit different than when you're an assistant coach coming in, because the resume on paper shows the things that you can do. And at that point, you're just trying to figure out, are things the right fit? You get along with the AD? Will you guys have a great working relationship? And so, you know, it really starts pretty simply just with a conversation, gaining, you know, gauging your interest and trying to see if the things that we did at the Mount would work in Siena. I think pretty quickly both parties kind of recognized that, you know, the success we're able to have at the Mount, we would be able to do that and even more some here at Siena. And, you know, the campus communities being very similar, being Catholic colleges. And, you know, it just became something that comes on really quickly. And then they had a search process too. They wanted to interview a few other guys. You know, I completely respect that and understand the process of things, but I definitely felt like I was one of the guys they targeted early in the process. And, you know, I felt like they were really showing me the love throughout the course of the process. And I'm excited to be their head coach today.
And now the more important stuff is how helpful were you in the wedding process? Now, Scott and I, we're happily married men. We know, look, I remember that week leading up to the wedding. I think it was slightly stressful on my wife's side. I was just kind of going along with the flow. You're getting a new job. You've got the press conference. Were you actually helpful in the process? If she was, you know, if your lovely wife was reaching out, you know, where do you think this person should sit at the tables? How actually helpful were
charts.
You? I feel like you couldn't have been very helpful.
Well, so, you know, we got engaged late summer, and we started looking for venues right away. So we go to a venue that we really like, and the only date, it was actually, it's amazing how things work out. You know, we were looking for a date later in the summer, and they said the day we have open is May 5th. The person who's going to get married on that date is going to get deployed. They had to move their date up. So literally, you know, 2 days before we got there, they had an open date, and these venues are sold out, you know, sold out for these wedding dates, you know, almost thoroughly. Okay, so we're able to slide in there and get that May 5th date. And before I signed a paper to say yes to May 5th, I looked at her and I said, you know, something can happen around this date. I said, you know, like, we're going to be moving this date or something's going to happen. And we both agreed at that moment that we would really try to, like, do stuff earlier in the process if we could, just knowing that was a possibility. When I say we want to do stuff early in the process, I really meant Allie. Knew she had to do stuff early in the process as she got organized. But she's such an organizer. I think she had about 15 spreadsheets, and it was great to watch them all come together for a beautiful evening there on Saturday. And I wouldn't say I was extremely helpful. I tried to be there as a comportive, as a supportive, compassionate teammate, waving that towel. And I think I did that at the highest level, but she definitely was the MVP.
We're talking to Jamie and Christian, who once again married on Saturday. Last Wednesday, he was introduced as the new head coach at Siena. I got to ask, because, you know, when you, like we in this business or any business, you've got circles of friends and, you know, different places. So for you, the coaching circle, a lot of coaches were at your wedding. And I saw the head coach of Bucknell, Nathan Davis, tweet out a picture of about six coaches huddled around an iPhone watching the Sixers and Celtics. How lame were your guests at this wedding, Jamie? And was it all of your wife's friends dancing and having fun and your lame coach friends huddled around trying to look at X's and O's of Brad Stevens?
Well, that was during the during the dinner phase when the game was on. So I was walking around, you know, you go and you walk around and greet all your guests. I missed that picture probably by about 30 seconds because I was there watching the game too for a couple seconds on the way by. And, you know, when you get a bunch of coaches in there, I mean, they're going to watch the game and stuff. And it was kind of neat because we had, you know, Coach Flanagan was there as well, and Nathan Davis and Ben Wilkins and Donnie Lind and Chris Hamilton and Oliver Brown. I mean, all the guys that I had a chance to work with here and guys that I worked with other places. So there was definitely a lot of chalk talk going on in the back of the room. But you know, if you know, Allie, her family's from New Jersey, so they get down a little bit, and my family does the same thing. So I would say probably 98% of the guests hit the dance floor at some point and probably hit a dance move that they hadn't hit before.
Talking to Jamie and Christian, new head men's basketball coach for Siena, at Jamie and Christian on Twitter. Coach, is there a Carfax when you move into a new job like this? Is there any sort of pre-written manual? Who do you call when you say, all right, I got a lot of stuff I got to take care of? How does this get done?
Well, you know, for this job, I just try to create like an action list and an action document of things that I know are going to work here that we've tried to do before. Number one is just you want to get in front of the right people. You want to make sure that the right people here know you care about the place, how excited you are. Number two, you want to make sure you're getting in front of your players. That's obviously extremely important, to be able to spend time with them in different ways. You know, they actually had exam period last week, so I'm doing a lot of that via FaceTime or calling these guys or sending text messages. You know, number three, you know, you want to make sure you're building your roster for the future. We've got to have a great recruiting class here. We're working around the clock on that, being able to really sign a great class that's going to be able to help us next year. We'll be judged by the first 10 recruits we're able to sign, so we're really trying to go through that with precision and get the right guys here and try to put together a great team for next year. And then number four is just, you know, I think most importantly, just trying to build that schedule out for the year. And then what I'm going to do here as a five Pittsburgh point would be, I'm definitely going to reach out to all the former head coaches that have been here, that have had a ton of success here, and the ones that you might not say were successful. But, you know, you look here, you know, head coaches win here, and it's just about creating a duration of that and being able to be consistent with that. So I'm going to reach out to every one of them and just try to see any kind of advice they'll give. I just want to open up that network. They got a great network of players here. We've got a great network of coaches here. I want to combine the two.
And, Coach, before we let you run, I was talking to Jamie and Christian, head coach of Siena. Transferring is such a big thing in college basketball, and, you know, every player on your roster at this point in time was recruited by the previous coach. So what do you do to try to get those players to believe in what you're preaching and to trust you and to keep them on campus instead of going elsewhere?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, these guys, they have great allegiance to the coaching staff before. I just try to be the person that listens to them. I mean, you've been around me a ton, so you kind of know how I operate. And I'm just the guy that kind of listens to them and tries to see the things we can improve, usually small things can equal big things. But just trying to spend a lot of time with them and let them know, like, our style of coaching is going to be different, not better, not necessarily better or worse, but it's just going to be different. You know, I think it's different ways to do this. It'd be arrogant to say that our way is better than someone else's way. You know, it's just going to be different, and sometimes your way maybe resonates a little bit better with a certain set of people. And I think our way is going to do a great job here. I think the guys here are really eager to be empowered in terms of leadership. They're eager to be empowered in terms of how we're going to be able to play, and they're excited about our style of play. So it all starts with those guys just getting to know me and how we want to operate here, and me listening to them and us understanding that we're going to do this together.
Coach, listen, thanks so much for your time. Congrats on the nuptials. Congrats on the new job. We will talk soon. Enjoy your busy time.
I appreciate it. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Stay well. At Jamie and Christian on Twitter.